Crime Alert. I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. As Jack Daniel Gutierrez, 24, walks Miami Beach, he stops to bum a cigarette and borrow a cell phone. When he didn't get either one, he attacks the man who said no, slicing his neck ear to ear. Gutierrez, on the run for weeks, now behind bars in Miami Beach, facing one count ag battery with a weapon, causing great bodily harm. What's the latest, John Limley?
Nancy, police in South Florida say they've arrested Gutierrez, accused of stabbing that other man on Miami Beach, an attack that left the victim critically injured and triggered a month-long search. Miami Beach police say the 24-year-old suspect was taken into custody this week in connection with the stabbing that happened late last year near Ocean Drive. Investigators say the victim was stabbed in the neck during that confrontation on the beach. Emergency responders rushed the victim to a hospital with life-threatening injuries. Police say he survived and continues to recover. In the days after the attack, detectives released surveillance images and warned the public the suspect was considered armed and dangerous. Authorities say tips from the public, combined with video evidence and follow-up interviews, ultimately led officers to the suspect's location. Police have not publicly identified a motive and say it's still unclear whether the suspect and victim knew each other. Investigators say the arrest was made without incident. The suspect now faces multiple felony charges, including attempted murder. Prosecutors say additional charges could follow as the investigation continues.
Thanks, John. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
New video footage is raising questions about a fatal encounter between federal immigration agents and a Minnesota man. Alexander Alex Pretty, a 37-year-old intensive care nurse from Minneapolis, was shot and killed January 24th during a federal immigration enforcement operation. Federal officials initially said Pretty was armed and posed a threat, but bystander video reviewed by news organizations appears to show him holding a cell phone, not a weapon, in the moments before agents restrained him. Pretty's family says he was attempting to help a woman when agents approached. The footage has prompted calls from local and state officials for an independent investigation and for all evidence to be preserved. The Department of Homeland Security says agents acted in self-defense and that the case remains under review. Protests have continued in Minneapolis as pressure grows for greater transparency. A Chicago-area physician has pleaded not guilty in an Ohio case involving the shooting deaths of his ex-wife and her husband. 39-year-old Michael David McKee entered the plea in Franklin County, Ohio. He's charged with four counts of aggravated murder and one count of aggravated burglary and the December 30th killings of 39-year-old Monique Teep and her husband, 37-year-old Dr. Spencer Teep, inside their Columbus home. Prosecutors say the couple were found shot to death while their two young children were inside the home and unharmed. McKee appeared by video from jail and did not speak during the hearing. His attorney waived a bond request and McKee remains held without bail. Investigators say McKee was arrested days later in Rockford, Illinois, after surveillance video and vehicle data led authorities to his location. Prosecutors allege evidence recovered from his car and residence tied him to the shootings. If convicted, McKee could face life in prison. Florida officials have scheduled an execution for a man convicted nearly 40 years ago in a Manatee County murder case. Melvin Trotter, now 65, is set to be executed by lethal injection on February 24th at Florida State Prison. Trotter was convicted in the 1986 killing of Virgie Langford, a grocery store owner who was shot during a robbery. He was sentenced to death in 1987. After a sentencing error was identified, he was resentenced in 1993. His attorneys have pursued multiple appeals over the decades, including challenges to sentencing procedures. Those efforts have so far been unsuccessful.
Thanks, John. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com and please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories, where we do our best to find missing people, especially children, and solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.